Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Sour and Sass. I am very excited to be joined by the founder and CEO of Trust Radius, Vinay Bhagat. Welcome to the show, Vinay.
Thanks for having me, Garrett. I'm delighted to be with you here today.
And how did I do, by the way? Because that's my number one question. You got to understand, every time I go, I'm going to ask them how to say their last name, and then I universally forget. So how did I do?
You did fine. Did great.
I did fine. I didn't do good. I did bad. That's the ultimate. That's a pro's answer. How do you say it? I want to hear it to the right.
It's actually Bhagat. You know, there's an Indian way to say it, and there's a English American way to say it, which is Bhagat. But
what's the Indian way of saying it?
Bhagat. But nobody says it that way here. So
well, my last name is Mergut, and that's the German way of saying it. Everyone else calls me Mergut or something. So I'm right there with you. I want to start off with a high-level question before we get into some details, which is B2B marketing, right? You exist with a lot of data. You exist in this kind of space with Trust Radius. What needs to change? Instead of saying, like, you know, what should people do? What should people stop doing in your mind with B2B marketing?
The number one thing is be more authentic. Buyers are intelligent, buyers are informed, buyers have access to information today. So I think brands that really treat the buyer with some respect and understand that A, the buyer wants more control over their journey, and B, the buyer wants to get to the truth as fast as possible. And if you can serve those two things up to them, you differentiate yourself, pure and simple.
I think you got a point, Vinay, but I think what happens is this balancing act. I know you've probably experienced this yourself, and this is where I think we run into trouble, because I'm right there with you. I love to study direct to consumer. So I study the houses. I study the ugly drink. I study all these brands that are doing this in direct to consumer, because I think that's the winner in B2B, is the people who can create this authenticity in their brand that creates differentiation at the brand level in a world that just has everybody with characters on their hero page, right? Like, that's kind of sass, right? Like, and then you get this other space. Now, the reason I'm saying this is, though, is B2B, what happens is we all want to increase our average order value.
Yeah.
And then there's this belief we have, it's almost like a lie, that the more we charge, the more we have to keep our brand at an arm's length away. And you get this, like, commercialized brand archetype that Cisco and Workday, and I mean, I can go down the list of every publicly traded SaaS company that maybe stock trades for over $100 a share, has this like brand that sits between them and their humanity, if that makes sense. And it's like the IBM model of old. How do we get away from that? Or do we need that? You get what I'm saying? Because that's like what's going on.
I think those brands are starting to change. I mean, we work with both Cisco and IBM, for example, and they've both embraced authenticity in terms of customer voice. So, for example, Cisco works with us to drive public reviews for all of their products, and they don't cherry pick, and that's really, really important. A lot of companies are really controlled about who they allow to go on the record. They'll filter out NPS 9s and 10s and only send those to review sites. Cisco and the groups that we're working with at IBM are actually going out to all customers. So we're in their community. We're in front of all of their customers. IBM has us embedded in their applications. So the offer to give public feedback is open to absolutely everyone.